To the Dust You Will Return by Horatius Bonner. For the wages of sin is death. Romans 6, verse 23. All your life you will sweat to produce food until your dying day. Then you will return to the ground from which you came. For you were made from dust, and to the dust you will return. Genesis 3, verse 19. Ours is a dying world. We dwell in a world of death, in a land of graves. Immortality has no place upon this earth. That which is deathless is beyond these hills. Mortality is here. Immortality is yonder. Mortality is below. Immortality is above. Earth is a vast graveyard. At every moment, one of the sons of Adam passes from this life. At each swing of the pendulum is the death warrant of some child of time. Death, death, it says, unceasingly, as it oscillates to and fro. The gate of death stands ever open. It has neither lock nor bars. The river of death flows sullenly past our dwellings. We continually hear the splash and the cry of one and another, as they are flung into the rushing torrent and carried down to the sea of eternity. Earth is full of deathbeds. The groan of pain is heard everywhere, in cottage or castle, in prince's palace or peasant's hut. The tear of parting is seen falling everywhere. The rich and poor, good and evil, are called to weep over the death of beloved kindred, husband or wife or child or friend. Who can bind the strong man, that he shall not lay his hand upon us or our beloved ones? Who can say to sickness, "You shall not touch my body," or to pain, "You shall not come near me," or to death, "You shall not enter my home"? Who can light up the dimmed eye, or recolor the faded cheek, or reinvigorate the icy hand, or bid the sealed lip to open, or the stiffened tongue to speak once more the words of warm affection? Who can enter the death chamber and speak, "Little girl, I say to you, get up"? Who can look into the coffin and say, "Young man, arise"? Who can go into the tomb and say, "Lazarus, come forth"? The voice of death is heard everywhere, not only from the coffin, nor the funeral procession, nor the dark vault, nor the heaving churchyard. Death springs up all around. Each season speaks of death: the dropping spring blossom, the scorched leaf of summer, the ripe sheaf of autumn, the chill winter cold, all tell of death. The wild storm with its thick clouds and hurrying shadows, the sharp lightning bent on smiting, the dark torrent ravaging field and valley, the cold sea wave, the crumbling rock, the uptorn tree, all speak of death and corruption. Earth numbers its graveyards by hundreds of thousands, and the sea covers the dust of uncounted millions who, coffined and uncoffined, have gone down into its unknown darkness. Death reigns over earth and sea, city and village are his. Into every house this last enemy has entered, in spite of man's desperate efforts to keep him out. There is no family without some empty seat or crib, no garden without some faded rose, no forest without some sere leaf, no tree without some shattered bough, no harp without some broken string. There is no exemption from this necessity. There is no discharge in this war. The old man dies, but the young also. The gray head and the golden head are laid in the same cold clay. The wicked dies, so also does the godly. The common earth from which they sprang receives them both. The fool dies, so also does the wise. The poor man dies, so also does the rich. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. Where, O death, are your plagues? Where, O grave, is your destruction? Hosea 13, verse 14. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 6, verse 23. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Revelation 21, verse 4. No failing of eyesight, no wrinkles on the brow, no hollowness in their cheeks, no gray hairs upon their heads, no weariness of limbs, no languor of spirit, no drying up of their rivers of pleasure. This Puritan devotional has been brought to you by Grace Gems, a treasury of ageless sovereign grace writings. Please visit our website at www.gracegems.org, where you can browse and freely download thousands of choice books, sermons, and quotes, along with select audio messages. No donations accepted. Thank you.